The case involves three UT professors who asked the court to make the law unenforceable inside a college classroom because they say it infringes on their rights and their students' rights to free speech. Last summer in Austin, Federal District Judge Lee Yackel threw out the case filed against the state because he said the professors had not presented enough evidence to demonstrate their claims. Renee Hicks, who represents UT Austin sociology professor Jennifer Glass, appealed that ruling to the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court.
Because the mere threat of the weapons there in class, which sometimes can have highly charged discussions about highly emotional issues, will have an intimidation effect on both us and the professors and on the other students.
Michael Cargill is the owner of Central Texas Gunworks and a concealed handgun instructor in Austin. He says these types of heated exchanges happen all the time in the state capitol, a state building that already allows a concealed handgun owner to carry their weapon.
So the classroom is not going to be any different as far as debates and people being able to express themselves.
A Fifth Circuit panel of federal judges will hear the professor's appeal on Wednesday morning. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.